This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
Welcome to The Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. Today we have the opportunity to speak with Kyle Schickner about his new project, Matt, Not Maya. Hello, Kyle. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So let's just get to the nuts and bolts. What is this project about?
This project is a documentary about a very sort of brave, incredible boy named Matt who was born 17 years ago, and he was born, and his gender identity was affixed to him as a female. But growing up, he's always known he was, you know, male. And in the last two years or so, he's sort of come out initially first as a lesbian, and then as transgendered, and is now starting to go through the transition of gender reassignment. And he's just starting it, and so it's going to be following his last high school year. During the, you know, going through the initial testosterone shots and the surgeries and not just dealing with the physical aspects, but the emotional and social aspects of what it takes to sort of, you know, have the bravery to go through this, even in a really supportive community, even in a really supportive family. It, you know, the challenges, what's the right word? I want to sort of display them beyond the headlines of Bruce Jenner or you know, just sort of the nuts and bolts of it all, and show his journey, and also his mother's journey. He has a twin sister's journey, and people in his life and what that means also, and how it affects them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That sounds like a very worthy project, and that does take quite a lot of bravery to have somebody go along with this journey, because it is quite a struggle.
You know, it is, and it's interesting. I mean, as you guys have known, you know, the films that I make generally deal with the LGBT community, and I've gotten a lot of, I wouldn't say criticism, but people have asked me over the years, when are you going to make a film that deals with the transgender community? And my answer has always been, I hadn't felt I was the person to tell that story. I didn't know enough. I wasn't in that world enough. And I also hadn't found a story that really sort of inspired me to do it. And what changed, there are a couple things, is that, you know, meeting Matt and sort of understanding who he is and wanting to sort of let the world sort of, experience sort of this sort of really, really incredible kid. And also, you know, I mean, I've been a bisexual activist for years. I've been involved in the politics of it, and I know all the correct terms and the words and where to go. But it's still such a unknown thing to me, and I felt that's my way I could tell the story, is that I don't want to tell the story to the people who already know what it's like. I sort of want to tell the people who sort of experiencing it for the first time. And it made me feel like I was capable of telling this by not sort of saying, well, I know what it's like, blah, blah, blah. I can sort of say, well, I'm an outsider as well. And here's, you know, and this really generous family is letting us into their world to learn something and to understand more, again, beyond the headlines.
Well, I see that this is going to do a lot of good for the general public to see what is actually involved and what it means to be, and also for those who are experiencing gender dysphoria and have this in their future. It's it'll take a little bit of the scare off, maybe, and give them hope for, you know.
Absolutely, and you know, and that's sort of Matt's feeling, is that, you know, he's aware that he lives in, you know, just outside of Philadelphia in a very sort of liberal-ish community, and his mom and his, you know, his family is very supportive, and that he is very lucky in that world. But there are, you know, thousands that don't have those same benefits going through this, and he wants to, you know, do his small part to sort of let people know, again, the whole, you know, you're not alone kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You must tell him thank you for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to follow up. you know, it sounds like an interesting way to make a story, because, I mean, you'll be focusing also on his family and his, you know, his twin sisters, and you will be documenting his year of his senior year, which is always a big thing for kids, and his, you know, and his search for college. You know, those are kind of like normal things that every kid does.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what I also find is interesting is Matt, when he was Maya, had run, was a very good athlete and ran track. And, you know, when he was Maya, his freshman and sophomore years, broke all the track records in that school as a female, as a girl track runner. And so now, for the first year, he's going to be running on the boys' team. And I find a number of things interesting in that. I find it interesting in that, from a social standpoint, it's sports. There's a very machismo kind of mentality and sort of how he's going to be accepted, not just with his teammates, but then also competing teams, how that's going to be viewed.
Mm-hmm.
And also from a bigger, larger view of it is that, you know, and I think the NCAA is actually trying to, and I'm going to be having an interview with a couple of people there. They're taking which is impressive. They're really starting to address this now in that how are they going to address this? Because it's going to become an issue on a grander scale in the next 10, 15 years of gender reassigned, athletes and people saying, well, they shouldn't be running with this or whatever it is. And,
mm-hmm.
and sort of looking at it from a bigger standpoint of a larger standpoint of, This is the world and things are changing and how our society is either changing along with it. And, you know, at this point, this early on, I think, you know, I'm impressed with the NCAA sort of trying to get ahead of the curve here.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for there to be a big, big problem and a backlash and then saying, well, let's fix it. So that's been impressive. The other thing that's been interesting is Matt's, you know, that's how Maya was getting into college. She was, you know, certainly going to get scholarships. And that was a big issue of, you know, on Tammy, the mother's, when he was that, well, this was our plan. And now what, you know, it's much more than just, there's so many decisions that we don't think about and so many ramifications that I certainly never thought about. And, you know,
yeah.
How does this affect now Matt's future in terms of college, in terms of scholarships, in terms of that? Maybe he'll be just in the middle of the pack as a boy runner. We don't know. The other thing is, you know, he can't take the SATs. He can't get a license yet, all because his gender has been reassigned, but he doesn't have a birth certificate. So it's all the small stuff you don't even – that's what we really sort of want to sort of, you know, illustrate as well. And, like, you know, it's not just, you know, okay, I'm a girl now or I'm a boy now. There's so much – so much ridiculous red tape that has to be dealt with as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think it's a very important point because that's one of the things I hear from a lot of the trans community is it's so expensive and it's just really out of their range to do all of these things that they have to do to become legal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So what does Matt run?
Relays. He's not a distance runner. He does relays and sprints.
Okay, so short sprint.
I think does long jump as well and a few other stuff.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So field events too.
Yeah. I haven't been there to actually, we haven't been to any meets yet. We're going to do that next week.
Good. Cool. So this is a big project. It sounds like it's very worth it. You have an Indiegogo campaign running. Can we get the details on that? And what else can we do besides giving you money to make this worthwhile project happen, aside from interviewing you for the podcast?
which again is a huge deal. I appreciate getting the word out and the exposure for this project. There is an Indiegogo campaign out there that actually Matt and his mom have done. I have. When I met Matt and became aware of this family, they had wanted to sort of figure out a way to document it. And, I immediately knew this was a project I wanted to get involved with, and I wanted to get involved with it right away. And I only met Matt about a month, 2 months ago. So this has been very quickly, has happened very quickly. I mean, normally, you know, you find out a project, you know, figure it out, and then you raise the money, and then you end up shooting it. But I knew that, you know, as he was starting, you know, his shot treatments and going along, doing all of that, I didn't want to miss. I don't want to tell the story backwards. I didn't want to say, well, this was what happened then. I wanted to sort of be there as it was happening. So I, you know, initially, I immediately let Tammy and Matt know that this is a project I want to do. This is a project Fencer Films wants to do. I'm not at this stage interested in making any money off this. I've been lucky enough, knock on wood, that my past projects have, you know, gotten me to this position where I can sort of say, you know, I can take 6 months, I can take a year and work on this. But there are other issues that, you know, there's other things that need to be, you know, there's crew and equipment and travel and all that. And so I helped them sort of create a Indiegogo, campaign. And again, I want to be clear, like, this is, you know, I've never done this. As you can probably hear, I'm uncomfortable even saying, hey, give us money. So that's the first thing. So whatever money would goes, it goes directly into the production completely, nothing in, you know, into sort of the producer's hands. And what you can't do, and what people have been really generous is to do, even if it's $10, $15, whatever it is, it adds up. We're only trying to raise $15,000. And, you know, a lot of crew members have sort of lowered their fee and getting a lot of favors. If you don't have $10 or $15, and I totally understand that, because, you know, there's a million projects out there, including life and trying to survive in this economy. But share it. Tell people about it. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. Let people know about Matt. Let people know about Matt, the film. Even if no one's interested, the more people are aware that there's projects out there, that this is sort of a wave that's coming, that it just, it's, you know, just the visibility for everyone just, you know, helps, is hugely helpful. And, you know, you guys have been really supportive. You know, I'm making the movie one way or the other if I have to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't come down to that, because I'm not, you know, yeah. I'm not, I don't like guns, but, you know, if I have to rob a bank.
Don't give details. We don't want to know.
So this is going to happen. Any help people can do, that would be amazing. I think that's, you know.
Yeah, okay. That's great. Yeah,
and if there's any bisexual bank robbers out there, that I guess that might be a help too. Just kidding. Full disclosure.
That's right.
You know, I was just going to follow up and say that it's really important to have this stuff in real time because,
yeah,
you know, the common trans doc has to have that one picture from youth that gets put up on the screen maybe 5 times.
You
know, and that's all the past.
You know, and it's true. And it's, I was, you know, I'm actually was, you know, coincidentally working on another project when this came, fell on my lap, which was, it's about a transgender a teacher in my town where I'm in now, who went from male to female while being, you know, teaching kids. She had done this 10 years ago. And so one of the challenges I had was all of what we're talking about, all of, you know, her stress and her anxiety and her excitement and her triumphs, it's just from her telling it, or people in her world telling it. And which is, you know, and that could be a great documentary as well. It's just different. It's from a Ken Burns documentary to, you know, something that's happening real time. And that's why I wanted to get on this right away. I didn't want to, even a year away, you just miss so much to sort of see Matt's eyes light up when he is first, you know, identified as a boy and not no one knowing, and the excitement. You can talk about that, but you, to see it is just, you know, I think a parent, no parent in the world can look at that, you know, no matter how much, you know.
Right.
And see that and not say, that's what I would want for my child. You can't get that if it's not in real time.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about, is that we are very much concerned about our transgender youth, you know, the recent suicides and are very dear to our hearts, and we really appreciate you doing this, because I think it will help the parents understand, and you know, and help these young people understand that they can make it too, and we really appreciate this.
Well, no, and thank you very much. And again, it's about Matt, but it also, I think what gets lost sometimes in all of our coming out is often how it affects our family. Even if they're the most supportive in the world, it still affects them in ways that we sometimes don't necessarily see or can deal with at the time. And I think parents seeing this, and again, I have never met a more supportive woman than Tammy. But she had twin girls, and now there's an adjustment period, and that's okay to sort of deal, you know, come to terms with that and accept that, and sort of, they, you know, the first testosterone shot, they had a birthday party for Matt, which I thought was beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Cake and everything. It was nice.
Yeah, I will say that, I've walked with parents that are supportive, but really have lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, these are the kinds of resources that help families understand better. And to see, you know, see them in this family is really important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is really hard. It is really hard on the family, but, you know, and anything to show that they're not unique is really helpful.
And that it's okay that it's hard. You know, I think, you know, there's guilt often that they're having even some sadness or loss. You know, and Matt had to say to his mom, look, you know, you it's okay that you still, you know, that you love Maya. That's who I am. I'm the same soul. You know, I think there's a guilt of feeling like, oh, you know, that, you know, and people don't speak about it. And I think Tammy's really open about sort of how much obviously supportive and how much she loves Matt, but that, you know, there is a change that's happening in her world as well. And to be able to deal with that and look at that and sort of own that. And I think you're healthier in the end, everyone.
Absolutely. It was one of the things I think is very important that people have to understand that it's okay to grieve for what was, because that's normal.
Yeah.
That's a normal process. So I do want to go over some of the statistics that you provided on the Indiegogo site, because they're very important for me, and they're very devastating. And it says 43% of people who are transgender or gender nonconforming have attempted suicide in their lifetimes. That's almost half of them,
mm-hmm.
and that's nearly nine times higher than the national average and unacceptable. I'm glad that you, Matt, and his family are doing what you can to lower that number. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, we can't do it without you guys supporting us, and I appreciate it. And it's, you know, I think you're going to put links up, but it's, if you go to Indiegogo.com and just put Matt, not Maya, you'll find it. And, you know, like I said, anything helps, any amount, any linkage, any support that is invaluable. And you know, Matt can be here because, you know, he's in school, but he really mm-hmm. appreciates your support and everyone's support.
Thank you.
Yeah, are we getting ready?
We're getting ready, hon.
All links will be provided on the website, like we've said about 12 times so far.
Indiegogo.com. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, no. I mean, you, again, thank you, and the work you guys do is you know, invaluable.
We love it. We really love it. So thank you, but we get a lot out of it. So
great.
All right, and just stay on the line with me real quick, because I want to make sure I got all the right links.
Sure.
Remember, all right, yeah, everyone, remember, you are not wrong, you're not broken, and you are not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. And thank you, Kyle. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.